Well, if you have been trying to get together with friends this summer, you might feel like you are ships passing in the night. Between vacations that had been put off because of the pandemic, finally happening now, to family get-togethers, to kids' activities, it can be hard to find a time when you and your friends are available. And I know summers can feel busy, especially when we realize we're halfway through. Don't know how that happened. But this year feels particularly busy. Now, part of that might be because we couldn't do much last summer. But this year, there is definitely a lot of coming and going. And if you are doing a lot of coming and going, you are in good company. As we've been reading the Gospel of Mark in worship this summer, we've heard how busy the disciples were with all of their comings and goings. They had a lot to do. If you remember a few weeks back, Jesus sent them out to preach and teach and heal, so they were busy traveling around doing that. Today, we hear that they've come back from a time of teaching and healing, and they tell Jesus everything that happened. Jesus listens to it all, then he tells them to come away to a deserted place and rest, because they've been so busy they haven't always even had time to eat. Now, because of the way we do stuff on the screen, you may or may not have noticed that the assigned reading for today skips some verses. What it skips is the feeding of the 5,000. Talk about busy, right? So in the middle of all of this busyness, of Jesus and the disciples being followed by crowds who seem lost and need to hear the teachings of Jesus, crowds seeking healing, in the middle of all this is the feeding of the 5,000. And you'll hear more about that next week from the Gospel of John. But in Mark's telling, there's this huge crowd, night starts to fall, and the disciples tell Jesus to send the people away so they can go find some dinner. And Jesus tells them, you give them something to eat. Right? I'm telling you, the disciples were busy. There was a lot to do. So if you are having a busy summer, you are in very good company. But remember how today's passage starts. The disciples come back from all their busyness, and Jesus tells them to come away to a deserted place to rest. Then they can get back out there and do the work again. Does that sound like something you have told yourself before? You know, that you need to rest before you can get back out there? Yeah, we know this, right? We know time away is good. It's actually necessary. But how often do we take that time? You know, as I said in the children's message, my family just spent a few days in the wilderness up on the Gunflint Trail, and it's the first time we've been anywhere since COVID hit. And we went away to a fairly deserted place, you know, up north to the wilderness. And as you know, when you're in the wilderness, it can be a little dangerous. You don't have the same resources you do back home. Your cell phone doesn't work if you need to call 911, right? And you have animals that you don't necessarily have back home, like moose and bear. Although I know some of you have lost a bird feeder or two to bears, so I get that acknowledged. Now, where we were staying, we were told that there was a bear in the area. And of course, my distance running son wanted to go for a run on vacation. So we asked the owner if there was anything Marcus needed to know in case he encountered a bear on his run. I have more wilderness experience than he does, so let's make sure he knows what he's doing, right? Well, the good news was they said that he would be running on a dirt road, so the bear would hear the crunch of his shoes on the gravel and get out of there before Marcus got anywhere close to him. That was their theory. But they did tell him, though, that if he saw a bear, he should stop and slowly go back the way he came. Because let's be honest, if you are a bear minding your own business and somebody comes running at you, it's going to startle you and you might feel like you need to defend yourself. So good news is Marcus took his run with no bear encounter. The bad news is that dirt road was like a roller coaster. The hills were brutal. That kid who can run like 10 miles in a day, no problem, he did not put in very many miles. It's like elevation change was brutal, Mom. Oh. But my point is, the wilderness can be a dangerous place, right? We know this. You go to a deserted place on the edge of civilization, it can be dangerous. But spending time in the wilderness teaches you something. If you recall, Jesus' ministry started in the wilderness. He was baptized in the Jordan River, and the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. What did he learn while he was there? I think part of what he learned was to rely on God. I mean, who was out there with him? Who could he count on? God. He learned what was essential. You know how people talk about living in tiny houses and how it helps them simplify their lives and have only the stuff they need? Yes, I've also been watching Tiny House Hunting. Okay. But being in the wilderness is kind of like that, but on steroids. You know, you quickly discover what's essential, what's necessary. Being in the wilderness also presents an opportunity to reflect. Jesus' ministry began with him going to the wilderness to reflect and learn. Now he takes the disciples to the wilderness to reflect and learn and be renewed. As followers of Jesus, it's important for us to spend time in the wilderness, to reflect and learn and be renewed as well. So I ask, how comfortable are you with self-reflection? Just asking, because some of us love it and some of us would rather do anything else. I mean, we're usually our own worst critics. So taking a close look at ourselves, our actions, our motivations, our lack of action, and doing that, knowing that we're in Jesus' presence as we're doing that, it could be a little uncomfortable. Okay. I'm also kind of curious, do you have anyone in your life who seems uncomfortable with silence? You know, like if there's a period of silence, they like immediately start talking to fill it up. Okay. I have a friend like that, and I'm not sure why that is for her. I've always wondered, my husband and I have always talked about this, like, why is that? And I've assumed, now I might not be right about this, but I've always assumed that somehow she's afraid of silence. Almost like she's not comfortable in her own skin, maybe? I mean, and again, I have no idea if I'm off base on that or not, but that's the impression I get, you know, that silence makes space for self-reflection. And she doesn't want to do that. It's a theory, don't know. Now, if you're a little bit like that, and being in a deserted place with Jesus and your own thoughts sounds a little scary, let me put your mind at ease, okay? There are benefits to this. We know we need rest. We know we need time away. We are social creatures who need each other, but we also need time away to recharge our batteries and to reflect and remember who we are and what we're about. So when we return from that time away, we can refocus on what's important, what's essential. Because here's what happens when we take time away in a deserted place to reflect, to think, to ponder, to pay attention, and to pray. First, we regain a sense of ourselves. The only noise is our noise and the noise of the wind. We hear the words we speak. We hear the silence we produce. We notice the movements of our body. Second, we have time to seek peace in our hearts. Time with Jesus in a deserted place helps us find peace. And in that peace, that quiet stillness, we're freed from anxiety, fear, and endless movement. Right? As we reflect in the wilderness, we recover ourselves from our busy lives, from our cell phones, from all of it. But we don't go to the wilderness to stay there, right? We reflect in the wilderness. We still are people who come and go. We come away to a deserted place with Jesus to remember who we are, who God created us to be, who God calls us to be in the world we're usually in. We remember the gifts and skills God has given us to do God's work in the world, the work of living from a place of compassion, feeding people, listening to people, caring for people. There is much to do. Jesus and the disciples had much to do, but nobody can keep going forever without stopping or getting sick, right? Jesus taught the disciples the importance of time away with Jesus, not just to rest, but to reflect and re-energize and refocus so they could re-enter the world ready to hit the ground running, doing the work of God. So I hope you get some time away in this busy summer of comings and goings. I hope you take time away to rest. And I hope you'll be brave enough to take time away with Jesus to do some self-reflection. He is gracious and merciful. So be gentle with yourself. And take time to reconnect with your identity as a child of God, a follower of Jesus, who's called to reach out with a voice of hope, to be God's hands and feet as you do God's work of compassion, as the unique individual God created you to be. Amen.